When one of this country's greatest composers died too young, he was only 39, novelist John O'Hara said, George Gershwin died on July 11, 1937, but I don't have to believe it if I don't want to. As is true for so many top artists, Gershwin's works, his popular songs, his opera Porgy and Bess, and his classical jazz compositions live on. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says there is a new version of one of Gershwin's best-loved orchestral works arranged for a big, brassy band.
When I was 8 years old, I stood on a hassock in our living room and conducted this beloved recording.
There's nowhere to hide with this. It's one of the reasons, by the way, that my clarinet sits in the closet, unused, for 10 years now, because I will not deal with that beast.
But Gordon Goodwin did deal with Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue by rearranging it for his big, fat, that's P-H-A-T, band. Gershwin wrote his Rhapsody in 3 weeks. He'd read in the paper that band leader Paul Whiteman was including a Gershwin jazz concerto in his landmark 1924 Experiment in Modern Music concert at Aeolian Hall in New York. Well, it was news to George, so he hustled. Gordon Goodwin did his big band arrangement in only 2 days, but, talk about hustle, for a Gershwin tribute at Disney Hall in Los Angeles, Goodwin was given just a 5-minute slot.
That told me that I really couldn't get too esoteric or come up with something that would take very long to put together. I mean, I've heard this thing hundreds of times. The construction of it, compositionally, is just so right. I didn't feel it was appropriate for me to go in and reinvent the wheel so that it strays too far from what Gershwin's intent was. I don't write a lot of slow songs for the big band because I think horns are a poor substitute for a lush string section. But this was an exception, this particular melody, and it's one of the only ballads that we play. But the difference between what we do it is you hear the saxophones on that clip you just played. And they're playing with vibrato that was stylistically appropriate at the time.
With this arrangement, Goodwin is making vibrato without strings. He and his band grab onto another section of the Gershwin and pump it with brass. Okay, so this is one of the major themes of the Rhapsody, but you're swinging it.
Right. Well, we definitely took this theme and put it in a 1950s Count Basie, you know, groove. And also maybe a little bit of Quincy Jones and Sammy Nestico. And that melody just slid right into that groove with very little effort.
Remember that impossible 3-week deadline Gershwin faced? In her book Fascinating Rhythm, biographer Dina Rosenberg says the composer, working against time, left lots of pages in his manuscript blank. Gershwin decided that since he was the piano soloist for the Rhapsody premiere, he would just improvise those sections. For the rest, Gershwin handed what he'd written over to Ferde Grofe, one of orchestra leader Paul Whiteman's favorite arrangers. Grofe parceled Gershwin's notes out to 18 musicians, who played a total of 23 instruments. 2 years after the premiere, Grofe reorchestrated the Rhapsody. That version is the one we have come to know. What do you think, Gordon Goodwin? Would George Gershwin and Ferde Grofe, how would they react? Are they spinning in their graves right now, or are they swinging in their grave?
Well, I can only hope, you know, that they wouldn't be disgusted by what we did. And
I think they'd be snapping their fingers along with the rest of us.
It's just a great pleasure and honor to be involved with such a great piece of music. With all due respect to Aaron Copland and to Duke Ellington, this is America's greatest composer, and I don't think there are any other contenders.
Gordon Goodwin. His big fat band arrangement of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue is on the album That's How We Roll. And looking for a hassock so I can conduct this version, I'm Susan Stanford, NPR News.
You can hear Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band perform Rhapsody in Blue at npr.org.
From NPR News, it's Morning Edition, and let's tell you the names of some of the people in our big band. The program is produced by Nicole Beemster-Bohr. Our senior producers are Jim Wildman, Tom Bullock, Cindy Carpian, and Barry Gordimer.
The senior supervising producers are Cara Tallow and Tracy Wall. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicca. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.